We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road after Thanksgiving. This week, it's all turkey and pumpkin pie and all the good stuff and family, as well as the turkey trot on Thursday with our friends at the Y. I will be over at Towson participating this year with my pal John Hoey. All are brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery on our Crab Cake Tour back at Deep Pasquale's. My wife and I went in for some of Darren's sausage because we made some sausage and lentil soup because of this colonoscopy thing I got going on with GBMC. And we're also going to be bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to Honey's down in Halethorpe next month for the holiday. New place. As well as back at Fadley's for Christmas and for shipping and for crab cakes with Damie as they get the fishmonger's daughter going over in Catonsville. And we're going to finish things off at Costas in Dundalk. I haven't been down there in a while. I'm corralling Gina Shock, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, corralling John Allen, and some of my rock and roll pals to all meet for a rock and roll Christmas, just like Billy Squire sang about. We're going to do that down at Costas the last week of December, right before Christmas time. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He follows the American Dream. I had a little American Dream trip last week out to the West Coast to see some friends. As always, I'm a cheapskate, you know, stay in the cheap hotels, take the light rail, do all that. But I spent an evening with Eddie Vedder and with Cameron Crowe. And then I spent an evening with Robert Plant in Seattle last week and some of my dearest friends in the world in Seattle and San Francisco. I made my way back. And Leonard, I know you want to talk. You're wearing your Ovechkin jersey. I know you want to talk hat trick. I know you want to talk Ravens and Lamar and Thanksgiving. We're going to talk about things we're thankful for. I am thankful for the folks at GBMC for potentially saving my life on Friday. I had a colonoscopy on Friday. They found a precancerous polyp, scared the hell out of me, my wife, both of us, all of that. But I will make you laugh with this for our GBMC friends because I told this story to Luke. So I go in, I'm sick as a dog, hadn't eaten all this stuff, traveled the way back, drank my water, did all my good stuff, had my successful thing. Doctor says to me, hey man, you had a polyp. Thank God you got in here. You're yelling to people on the radio. Tell them, you know, get in here and get this done, especially guys Leonard's age and my age and all that stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
So I'm there. I'm in the dark. My wife's trying to, like, take care of me. I'm all shot up. I'm coming out of my haze. And I had a guy, and I couldn't see anything because I didn't like the light. The light was making me nauseous. So I had my wife, I said, just keep my eyes covered. I want to be in the dark because it's too much light in here for me, especially after the surgery or the procedure,
the
you know,
procedure. Sure.
Right. And so I wake up and I hear a man's voice. He's like, hey, Nestor, my name's Greg. I've been your nurse since you got here. I just want to let you know, I really love your radio show. You and Luke, you guys do a great job with the Ravens and the Orioles. So I'm like, yeah, we got fans in the operating room, Leonard, you know,
you need that.
So
you
I'm
need
just
that.
Saying, you know, that,
well,
that,
you know, you got to go back. You got to go back to, here's one, Hinckley. Remember when Hinckley shot Reagan?
Yes.
Do you remember the story?
I was in middle
about
school
Reagan?
That day.
Yeah, you remember the story about Reagan when he went in the operating room?
No,
you know,
I don't.
They were getting ready to take the bullet, you know, find the bullet, go in and take care of him. And he looked up at the surgeon and he said, I hope you're a Republican.
Oh, that's not right.
Well,
That's not true.
It's absolutely true. He's joking around in the operating room. That was the big story, that he was joking in the operating room. The surgeon said, no, Mr. President, but we're all American here today.
All right.
It's,
all right.
It's true. You
I'm
can look
look
it
that
up.
up. I'm gonna
you
look
can
that
look
up.
it up.
Have you been to the Reagan Library?
I have not.
You know what?
I
have
not.
A friend of mine that loves presidential libraries, who's a historian. Like, literally in the last week, it said that it's so beautiful and you need to go
oh,
to the
that's
Reagan
what I
Library.
understand. It's amazing. I understand it's amazing. So I have a friend, a good friend of mine, probably, and appropriate that I'm wearing the Raven, Caps jersey. I've known him for, God, I want to say 40 years.
Yeah, you've been a Caps fan longer than you've been anything, right?
Over 40 years. And we sat next to each other as season ticket holders in the Caps Center for years and years and years. He flew Air Force One. He was a command pilot on Air Force One. And full colonel in the military, and he flew Reagan and Carter and Bush the senior, and then when Clinton came in, they changed the plane from a 737 to a 747, and that's when he took his full retirement. He didn't want to train on the new 747. The reason to bring it up, just what you said, in the Reagan Library is his Air Force One plane. And I got a call from this guy's wife. Haven't seen him in a little while, and she told me he was in the hospital recently, and he's getting older, and he's having some memory loss and some onset dementia, early dementia things. And she said to me, if he went out to the Reagan Library, he could fly that jet right out of the place with no problem whatsoever. He just can't remember, last few days or things, but the memories are incredible. But yeah,
have you had your colonoscopy? Can I ask you? Have you been through this?
I've had many.
Yeah.
Nobody warned me
about any of this on Thursday that I went through this whole Drano experience myself.
Yeah,
the prep is
the worst part of
everybody
the colonoscopy.
Says it, and everybody thought, like, I thought it would taste bad. It didn't taste bad. It had like some strawberry banana thing.
Oh, there's different kinds. There's different kinds.
Yeah, I would get this again. I mean, I wouldn't drink it as like an energy drink, but it was fine.
I've had the ginger ale type drink. I've had the pill that you take that's as big as your head that you got to swallow, and then it gurgles inside of you.
Well, I just want to, as a PSA for our friends at GBMC, I want to say thank you for the care. Thank you for keeping all of us together. And we'll get on with sports now. Leonard Raskin's here. Or just get on with life. First off, it's Thanksgiving.
It's
what are you
must.
Thankful for?
It's a must, man.
Give me what you're thankful for first.
Oh, man. I'm thankful for the opportunity to help people handle, like you said, handle their money, create their American dream, watch the success that they have. You know, it's an amazing thing. Years ago, God, I've been doing this almost 40 years, Ness. And a woman said to me just last week, I was on a Zoom call with a couple. They've been retired now over 10 years, maybe 15 years, close to that. And they're down in Florida. They're at their home in Florida. And she said to me, maybe it was Thanksgiving, maybe it was just her moment. You know, she said, he said, the husband said, before we retired, we said we wanted to get a place in Florida. We wanted to retire comfortably. We wanted to help our kids. And we wanted to do whatever we wanted to do in retirement. It was 15. He said, it's been 15 years. And we have more money today than we started with going into retirement. We have a second home in Florida, which we are at right now. We still have our home in Kentucky. We love it. We're having a great time. Our kids are doing great. We've been able to help the kids. He said, it's everything you said we could do. And she looked in the camera. She's very quiet. She doesn't participate in a lot of the meetings, but she's there. And she said, I want to thank you for the retirement you've given us. And to be able to work with people, all stages, you know, from starting their first savings account, investment account, insurance policy, to these people now almost 80, sharing, you know, how comfortable they are, how happy they are. They didn't have a ton of money. They don't have a ton of money now. They're not rich. They're just very comfortable in their situation. And to be able to be thanked and to be able to help more people.
Yeah, for me to be able to go a couple of trips, you know, like,
awesome.
You talk about your American
awesome.
Dream and what it costs to do things, right? Like I travel. Last week I traveled on points. I stayed in a cheap room. I visited with some dear friends.
Absolutely.
I took public transportation everywhere I went on the West Coast last week. Like literally light rail in Seattle, BART in Oakland, Caltrain down to San Jose, $2.50, $8, $2.50 on the light rail back and forth in San Jose. I saw Brian Adams for $60. I could only eat soft food on Wednesday, so I didn't spend $15 at the Whole Foods getting like rice and mashed potatoes off the hot bar, you know, so like having these kinds of experiences, my next excursion, I will give to you since you handle my money. And, you know, I'm a cheapskate. My wife wants to do Italy with her family and she's going to do that. And she's going to do it up with her dad, who's 80, and her sister. And like, they want to do Italy. I'm going to watch the cat. Right. So they're going to do that in 26 because we're making like 26 plans right now. Like it's our end of the year. I look at, here's a Mike Pence term, Lodestar. I've got my Lodestar out in front. Right. So I'm looking at what I'm doing and I think I want to go to South America. Not to explore my roots. I'm not going to Venezuela, but I have a South American trip. Here's the amazing thing, and I've become an AI guy in the last
Yeah,
month, like in a big
sure.
way. I did all the research, and when I say I did all the research, you just ask one question and you can get all the research you want and the
It's
whole
insane.
universe
It's
done.
insane.
Like when I would say, in the old days, if I wanted to take a trip to South America, I'd say, I wonder what the exchange rate is in Brazil and or
Right.
Argentina. I know Argentina's up with Trump. They must be broke. I'm like, Colombia. I've never been to Colombia. I wonder what it was. Is it like
Right.
Venezuela or is it,
Right.
I've never been to Ecuador. I've never been to, the Machu Picchu. I've never been to Chile. And I give my wife a hard time because I wanted to go to Chile and she talked me out of it. So I'm like checking the money. I'm checking the exchange rates. I'm checking the difference between Cartagena, which is a
Yep.
beach community, and Bogota, which is a city. And like in Bogota, food's like apparently dirt cheap, like Thailand cheap. But in Montevideo or Uruguay, it's more like American pricing. But you
There you go.
expect more like 80% of 90% of American pricing. And I'm like, I didn't know this. I found it all out with a click. And I'm thinking to myself, if I just want to be a cheapskate, I'll go to Colombia. I can go there on the cheap. By the way, you
Right.
can fly from Dulles down to South America and back, do all the travel that I wanted to do, $550.
Right. It's
And I'm thinking
amazing.
to myself, why haven't I done it? Let's get my
Right.
passport. Let's go go. You know,
Right.
go, go,
Let's
go, go,
do it.
go.
Let's do
I
it.
can't go. I can't go to San Francisco for that. I know
I was
that.
just going to say, you can't go across the country. Yeah, so I'm thankful for the opportunity to help great people achieve great things. I'm also thankful, got a great family, good health, been able to travel, been able to do great things, send the boy to Ireland for a year. To have the wherewithal to have achieved, for all intents and purposes, the American dream. Come from Randallstown poor, Section 8 housing, food stamps, free lunch at school, to owning a business, six employees, great opportunity to live in this great country and do great things and be able to do it and not have to worry, can I, if the car breaks down, can I get it repaired?
Right.
It's a fabulous, fabulous thing, and I am of the belief, it's not a political thing by any stretch, but I am of the belief that if you put your head down, you pick a passion, you work hard in this country, you can achieve almost anything you want. I could never put this jersey on and skate the ice. Never could. Not my thing. Not capable. Not able. But you know what? If you own the team, you can do all kinds of great things. And you know what it takes to own a hockey team in America today, Ness?
Season
One
ticket.
share of MSG stock, and you own the Rangers.
Oh, okay. Can you skip the facial recognition when you walk
No,
in the no the garden? No.
doesn't
Rhett
mean a
Erasken is
damn
here.
thing.
He is
Doesn't mean a
Erasken
damn
Global.
thing.
He is thankful. I am thankful. I'm thankful that I have my health and walking hills in San Francisco and Seattle last week, walking up and down, where a couple years ago my back hurt and all that. So
Right.
Dr. Steve, I'm thankful. Planet Fitness and doctors, and just sort of having this bill of health last week and having a cancer scare in the last 5 days in my life has certainly, what can I
You
do
know,
next? So I am
right.
thankful for my health and certainly for my wife's health. Every day people ask me about my wife,
Yep.
and how's she doing? She's doing great. So
Yeah.
happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Amen.
Now, your Ovechkin thing, let's go with that for $100, then we'll
Yeah.
get to Lamar.
He's crushing. The old man, people said last year was a fluke. The old man ain't gonna get 30 goals again. He's washed up. He got his 900. He got his record, so good. Now he can retire. Beginning of the season didn't start off so great. He had a couple goals in 10, 15 games. And then out of nowhere. Oh, and then they say the only place he can score is in the dot on the power play. So last week he decided to put his head down and kill everybody's narrative. And he went off and scored a half a dozen goals in a half a dozen games and a half a dozen assists. He scored in front of the net. He scored on the right side. He scored on the left side. He scored on a slap shot from the dot. He was doing everything. He was named Offensive Player of the Week. And watch the talking heads. All of a sudden, could he get 1,000 goals if he stuck around? So it goes from he's washed up to he's knocking him in left and right. He had a hat trick the other night, and Who knows what's next for the great eight? Could he get a 50-goal season? Could he get another 40-goal season when they didn't think he was going to have a 10-goal season? So I like it. I like that.
22 games and 20 points is what I see right now.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Not so bad. And just last week, again, you know, the hat trick, bunch of goals, bunch of assists. And he's playing. Look, he's playing with a couple kids that can't remember, weren't alive when he was drafted.
My poor Trotzes, man. I you know, I've got my Predators jerseys.
Yeah.
My gold one, my blue one, my white one, the gray, all
right.
that.
Yep.
It's not going well for the Trotzes, is it?
Not at the
right
moment.
Now. Not at the
Not at
moment.
the moment,
Yeah.
But it's worse to be the Rangers or the Maple Leafs. You know, they're at the bottom of the barrel. So
what happened to the Maple Leaf? I mean,
they gave away a couple people and now they stink. I don't know.
No,
it's
Mitchie.
crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They'll come back to losing the playoffs. You know, they're good at that. That's what they do.
Hey, what did you make of the Avalanche wearing the old jerseys?
You know, they're just trying to make money. Let's face it. They're wearing the old jerseys to get people to buy the old jerseys. They come up with new jerseys so you can wear the new jerseys. The NFL, same thing. They got these quote-unquote throwbacks. They got the...
Yeah, but the Carolina Hurricanes should not be wearing Hartford Whalers jerseys. And
I get it.
You know what I mean? That's not
it's
cool.
It's a stick in the eye. It's a stick in the eye. It's not
and
good.
And I'll say that as a guy who's an Oiler guy, that the Titans shouldn't be wearing that stuff.
We
you know?
We shouldn't wear Browns jerseys or Colts jerseys.
And we don't.
And we don't. Thank God. Hopefully they never do. Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
And now that we got that out, Lamar, let's talk some football here. Leonard Raskin is my guest. Raskin Global, of course, managing money in the American Dream. He's not right.
He says he's 100%.
Yeah, he's not 100%. Yeah.
He's jogging out there. He's not evading. He's not running.
They're winning,
the
man.
Run.
They're winning.
They're winning.
They're
winning.
But
you can stop the run when there's no threat of him running. It is a much different team when there's a threat of Lamar running. And I hope he's been nursing it and nursing it and nursing it for the next six. I'm hoping.
Well, I mean, they're going to have a little mini bye here after this, right? And I don't know what Joe Burrow is going to bring on Thursday night. Certainly Kyle Hamilton's a question mark. I mean, T. Higgins isn't going to play. I saw him hit his head. So,
yeah, he can't play. He can't be ready for Thursday. But Chase is back from spitting. Chase is back, right? He spit on a guy in the Pittsburgh game.
Well, I know how you feel about Joe Burrow. You're the original. You don't like
hater.
Joe Burrow.
I'm a hater.
Well,
but we'll see if he plays. You know, you just got to get after him. You got to get after him because he hasn't played in a long time. And let's face it, their offense is not the issue. Joe Flacco could put up 400 yards too. I mean, he's done it. So I don't think their offense is the issue. I think it's we got to exploit their defense. And from what I saw on Sunday in the first half of that game against the Jets, and I didn't think the Jets had that good a defense, but apparently they must because we only scored a field goal in a half.
The offensive line's not so good for the Ravens, and that's
they're not
really
so good.
At the end of the
not
day.
Not so good.
Yeah, the O-line's the problem here,
they're bad.
I don't know how we're going to remedy that in bigger games and better situations. I'd love to see that they're going to survive Thursday night and wind
they
up
have
7-5. I mean,
they have
listen,
to.
for all they've been through, first place right now,
yep.
I don't think the fans have anything to complain about at this point,
no.
really.
No, look, when we were 1-5, we spoke 1-5, 6 in with 12 to go. No, what was it? 11 to go, right? We said they had to go 9-2. Roll the tape. We said 9-2 would win the division. So far, 5-0, which means out of the last six, you got to go 4-2. You got to go no worse than 4-2. 4-2 wins the division.
Yeah, but if the two's against the Steelers, it's a problem.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Thursday night, you got to pull this one out at home. You got to pull this one out at home. Steelers don't worry me as much as the Bengals do. Just because the Bengals offense, if no matter who's playing, they're throwing that ball all over the field. And we got to stop Chase. The good news is when you have Chase or Higgins, you can stop one, maybe. When you got them both, man, is tough
Well, the
to
Ravens
stop
certainly
them
got a break
both.
in that case. Have you followed any of the baseball stuff at all? Have you
About like,
about dealing Grayson Rodriguez? You got any opinion
yeah,
on that?
I don't get that at all. I don't understand the move. Okay, he's been hurt, but the guys,
They know more than we know. I always
they
say that.
you always have to believe. But don't you think the other team knows something
Yeah,
too?
that's what I thought.
I mean, why did we get their scrub? Who hits a few out of the park? I get it, but we get their guy and they get a
Four
young,
years,
strong, hopefully, I mean, good for him, arm. I'm glad he's wanted somewhere if he ain't wanted here. But I don't see our rotation being full of aces.
Got Angels in the outfield, man, too, because Brady Anderson's their hitting coach now. Did you see that?
I did not.
Brady Anderson's the Anaheim Angels hitting coach.
Oh,
Yes.
the Anaheim hitting coach.
Yes, Anaheim.
I thought you meant Baltimore. I was like,
Angels in the outfield. I said he's their angel. So is
That's what I
Grayson
was.
Rodriguez.
Right. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Who knows? This is going to be an interesting season. They got to come back. They can be the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Worst to first. Worst to first.
I
I tell you
am.
this, I was disappointed. Wholly disappointed. Is it the writers that picked the MVP?
Yes.
That it wasn't Cal Raleigh. I don't get Judge being the MVP at all. He hits home runs. That's it. So what? Who cares? I don't see him as the MVP this year. Cal Raleigh carried Seattle to a playoffs, to an amazing season. Judge is with the Yankees. So what? I mean, I like him. I think he's amazing. And he is a massive human. He could just knock me on the head and, you know,
I liked
whack a
heckling
mole.
them at the game last year
Whack a
when
mole.
Curio gave me their tickets down on the on deck circle.
Yeah,
And
there you go.
I heckled Aaron Judge. It was great.
But
That was two
he's
seasons
a
ago.
phenomenal player. Phenomenal player. But Cal Raleigh, the
Well,
dude is squatting, catching every night. That position in its own right versus right field is massive. And he carried him to the playoffs, and he led the league in home runs. I don't see how in the world they gave that to Aaron Judge. Doesn't make any damn sense to me whatsoever. But guess what? I don't have a vote, so it doesn't really matter.
well, I pointed this out with Luke about baseball, about the Orioles. They kind of need to win the offseason in some way. They need to win a day or two or three or a week. They need to do something. And it doesn't need to be
David
Thanksgiving week.
Rubenstein said he's ready to spend the money. He's got
Okay.
the cash, the payroll's
Okay.
there. Oh, but no, he has said it multiple times. Is recently, but
That
the bottom
doesn't mean
line
it's
is,
true.
well, it may be, it may not be, but the point is he doesn't pick the players. That's Mr. Elias's job, I believe. So they've got to find the right people to come here. They've got to find pitching. Let's not kid ourselves. We got to find pitching. I don't know who it is.
I just don't want it to feel like an Angelos off season. It needs to feel like something different's happening here. And we're 3 years into
Yeah.
this now. We're going into like two years of baseball and now third off season where it's like, all right, man,
Yeah.
like you're now the owner
You got to step
and
up. Got to step up.
where, at what point do I go on the radio with any sense of belief or any sense of conviction that
Yeah.
you guys know what you're doing? Because I
That
don't,
they're
I
doing
haven't
it better.
smelled that yet.
That they're doing it better because it's
It
just
was just
not
so
there.
awful for so long, and I want to
Yeah.
feel that difference, and I haven't felt that yet.
No, I mean the Grayson Rodriguez thing again, you got to hope they know more than we do and they didn't give away another team's soon to be ace.
Well,
We've
you
got
saw
it.
he was kind of chippy about it when it was done. It was sort of like he was happy to be rid of them,
Yeah,
to the point where maybe he thinks they got him hurt or they weren't doing the right thing by his lat and by his elbow, the bone spur in his elbow. So,
who knows? Who
yeah,
knows?
time will tell. Leonard Raskin is here. He will do the
Absolutely.
right thing by you. He's out of Raskin Global. He follows the American dream. Tell everybody what you do in a nutshell here at Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And this is a time where people like families come together and they're money
Yes.
and what are you
Yeah.
investing in, you know.
One of those don't talk rules. You don't talk about money. Well,
Well,
you
there's a
should
lot of
talk
things
about money.
you can't talk about this week politically at the table.
Right, but you should talk about money. It's a thing that families must participate together in. The next generation, I hate to say it, is going to come into a massive inheritance from this generation. And sadly, they're going to be ignorant about money. and it's going to disappear rapidly. Inheritors, beneficiaries spend inheritances quickly. Quickly, on average, an inheritance received is gone within 2 years. So you should sit down Thanksgiving. You should talk to the family. It's this time in the year to have family meetings over the next 60 days of holidays. Talk about the future. Talk about what you'd like your legacy to be if you're old enough to be leaving wealth. Not just the wealth, but the values of your family, the things that are important to you. In your case, for instance, I know we just talked about it earlier. You love to travel. You love to do great things. Your wife loves to travel. I assume your son loves to travel. I don't know. He's done some. I've heard you talk about it. But what are the values that Ness and Jen have that they're going to pass on, to the son? And Kathy and I, what do we pass on to Matthew? And people need to take a good, it's a great time to just take a good inventory. And, here's something you can say from a thankful standpoint. If you have money, enough to have more than enough, meaning you're not living paycheck to paycheck, you got some investments, you got some bank, what does it do for you? It's not just building up a balance sheet. It's not what it's about. It's about the freedom and the flexibility that it gives you to A, do the things you want to do, B, have choices in your life. It buys you options. I hate to say it, Ness, but let's face it, some people out there don't have a colonoscopy. Why? They don't have good medical care. They don't have good doctors. They're not told to get it done. They don't get it done. And they die young of something that could have been prevented had they done something about it.
By the way, when I put up that I had my colonoscopy over the weekend, and this kind of hit home, and it hits home as I'm looking at your Caps jersey, Ed Frankovic, one of my dear friends who's covered hockey for me and in various places. I met Ed Frankovic in 1984, on the day that Pelly Lindbergh died.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I mean, we're going back 42 years,
Yeah,
41
yeah,
years
yeah.
now. So that's how long I've known Ed Frankovic, who
Yep.
was always in the Caps press box. And Ed said to me, "Hey, that's how Brian Murray died. Brian Murray
Yeah.
died because he didn't have a colonoscopy."
It's
And he's
crazy,
like,
isn't it?
"So," and I love
And
Brian and I love his brother Terry as well, you
they're
know?
not great tests, but they're massively easy ultimately, and they are massively disease preventing. And there are
Life-saving is what they are,
Yeah,
really.
there are so many routine tests that you can get. Here's another one for you. And we're talking health and the American dream. Have you been to a dermatologist and had a skin scan?
I have not. I know the skin cancer thing when you have a mole. Okay.
But I went to a dermatologist. They take you nude and they start looking with fine magnifying glass at your skin. And look for things on your skin that could be precancerous or cancerous. We were at the football game Sunday, and an old colleague of mine, he's now, I want to say almost probably 80, maybe 80, late 70s, had a big bandage on his face. And I said, What happened? And of course, the first thing he said was his wife hit him, punched him, got him. Yeah, we laughed, ha 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 ha. And then he said he had a skin cancer tumor removed from his face. And he wanted to come to the Ravens game, so he didn't care that he looked like he just lost a boxing match. His face is all bruised up, but he had
He's going to
surgery and
live.
he's going to live.
Yeah.
And you get that by going to a dermatologist and finding out that that thing that just looks like an age spot, because as you get older, you get these age spots. Isn't just an age spot. Again, money begets the opportunity to go to that doctor and get it checked out. So we help people protect their wealth and protect themselves, save money,
And
invest
ultimately, it
money
helps your peace of mind
properly.
too. Mental health
That's
too.
right.
Yeah,
That's
sure.
right. And all of that helps you live longer and have a better life with your family and those you care about. And Thanksgiving's a time to take an inventory of what you have and say, you know what, I'm thankful for what I've got. And if that's financially, then fantastic. If that's family and that's all you can afford, then take that in and make the next step. I say the best investment you can ever make is an investment in your own self and family and skills and opportunity. It's how the American dream happens. It's amazing what can make money. The littlest things that people do, start a business, create an opportunity, and the world beats a path to your door. Somebody invented the damn pet rock, for God's sakes.
Yeah, you know, thought about things that don't work. I know about all that. Leonard Raskin is here. He follows the American dream. He is at Raskin Global. You can find him. He's also out on the front of Baltimore Positive. Luke is in Owings Mills for the short period of time this week. If there's any breaking news before, after, during the game, you'll get it on the WNST tech service. You can get on that by going to Baltimore Positive. Sign up. It's free. It's all brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. I'm doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour beginning on December 5th. We're getting back out on the road. We're doing four for the holidays, including at Fadley's, Costas, and Dundalk, as well as down at Deep Pasquale's. We're going back down to Canton. I had some delicious sausage over the weekend. You know, my wife knows about the they told me high fiber diet. My wife said, we'll make you some sausage and lentil soup. I got plenty of lentils around here. I'm working high fiber. I'm working my health, and I'm working my Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving these out. My thanks to Curio Wellness for keeping us square on our 27th anniversary. All the tastiness treats are out. I can now eat everything. I'm off of soft food. I'm off a liquid diet. I'm through the weekend. I've had all of my precancerous polyps things taken away. I'm feeling healthier, feeling lighter as well, you know, and I'm feeling like I'm ready to get back into the big eating season here this weekend. And that means turkey, gravy, cranberry, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, mincemeat pie, apple pie, and eggnog.
Sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes.
Sweet
baby.
Potatoes. Don't forget the
stuffing.
Sweet potatoes.
There
stuffing.
We go.
I leave anything out?
No, I think we're good. The turkey. Did we say turkey? We got to have turkey.
Football as well, turducken.
Football
on Thursday night. He is
all
Leonard.
Day.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.